Retired educator Dale Bird told WABE she's running on a campaign of inclusion and collaboration.
Which means that you have to be a team player, can't do it by yourself. And it's like being able to work with a body and accomplish the goals that we're setting out to accomplish. It's imperative that you be able to do that.
Bird says the negative publicity of the current board has fractured the faith of the public. Candidate Anna Wolford McKenzie says it's time for a board member that the community can count on.
Very seldom do we see them unless they are pontificating about themselves. It has never been about students, and that is where our concern needs to be, directly on the students' success.
McKenzie is a former educator and has run for election before. She's also an advocate for more vocational and specialized education in APS. Another candidate, Shauna Hayes Tavares, is running under the slogan of not a politician but a parent. Hayes says the District 6 board member needs to be the bond between parents, the board, and the district.
Make sure that our wraparound services are fully funded and that we do give the areas that are needed, you know, equitable resources. Equitable does not always mean equal. It means that we give the resources wherever the resources are needed.
Wraparound services provide support outside of the classroom, for example, after school care and mentoring programs. Spelman graduate and attorney Ishe Collins says there's a disparity among APS schools and it's time to create policies that will benefit all students.
So we continue to hear the conversations of North Atlanta versus South Atlanta. Now we're at a point where we see those conversations and those decisions have truly had a horrible impact on our children, and it's time for us to really come together and provide educational outcomes for all of our kids.
The winner for this district seat will be a newcomer to the Atlanta Board of Education. That's after Yolanda Johnson chose not to seek re-election. Rose Scott, WABE News.